trying to evacuate as many people as possible. We've lost several other buildings, and we have no sense yet of the enormity of it with regard to the number of people that we lost. Just so that people get some notifications of what will happen. The school's chancellor has decided that he's going to close schools tomorrow. Principals will be coming in, some teachers, and in certain, the whole purpose of it being for them to try to get ready for the next day so that the children can have appropriate counseling, and I think that's the right decision, and I support the chancellor in doing that. The city will be open tomorrow, except for 14th Street South. 14th Street South will be closed tomorrow for any civilian personnel. It'll only be open for emergency personnel so that the rescue efforts and evacuation efforts can go on unhindered. 14th Street North in Manhattan will be open, but it's going to be very crowded, and it's going to be a complex and difficult day. So if tomorrow is the day you can take off, it probably would be a good thing to stay home and treat it as you would a day in which we had some form of a snowstorm or really difficult getting into Manhattan. And I know when we say that, we have fewer people in the city, and that will help. But if you have to come to work tomorrow, 14th Street North, the city will be open to civilian traffic. We now are up to over 600 people that we know about that we've taken to area hospitals, 2,000 people, the Liberty State Park. The morgue is operating, and we don't have a count yet, and we really don't want to hazard a guess on that until somewhat later. And just one other thing that I would like to say. A situation like this, a tragedy like this, instills lots of feelings of anger and hatred, and I'd ask the people of the city not to have those feelings right now or ever. I mean, the reality is that hatred and insanity and prejudice caused this situation probably, and we have a lot of people in the city of all different backgrounds and all diverse religions, and they're not responsible for this. Whoever is responsible for this came from outside the city of New York. I'm sure the United States government will figure out who it is, and I'm sure we'll make an example out of them, as we should. But that should be left to the law enforcement authorities like the police and the FBI, the military, and not to the people of the city. Nobody should react that way. We have no reason to expect that anyone will, but I thought it might be a good idea just to remind everyone of that. Hatred, prejudice, anger, and irrational reaction to things is what caused this terrible tragedy. And people of the city of New York should act differently. We should act bravely. We should act in a tolerant way. We should go about our business. And we should show these people that they can't stop us, and they can't. Governor?
This is obviously still an ongoing effort to deal with the consequences of this horrible disaster. I want to commend the mayor first and his professional team. I don't think there's any finer group in America or the world, and they're doing an excellent job. And we're proud to have National Guard and other state resources here helping as well. I want to thank my colleagues, the governors from the surrounding states. I've heard from virtually every governor, and we're getting help from Pennsylvania and Connecticut and New Jersey to deal with specialized needs to respond to the crisis that we still face. The goal right now is very simple. Everything that can be done to save every single life is being done. We will continue to make sure that that is a priority. But we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this strong. Just about an hour ago, I was out on the street in front of Cabrini Hospital. And you see New Yorkers from all walks of lives, more than a block long, waiting in line to donate blood to help the victims of this disaster. It's that spirit. It's that pulling together and that refusal to be intimidated in the face of this horrible terror that's going to make sure that this city, this state, and this country come back stronger than ever, and that the freedoms that we are entitled to have as Americans will not be lost because of this terror. So, Mayor, again, we're here. We'll do everything we can to make sure we support you.
Sir, you want to say a few words from the FBI?
I'm the Assistant Director. As the Governor and the Mayor just mentioned, we have taken the investigation. We'll take a back seat to search and rescue. Obviously, personal safety is number one concern, even for us in law enforcement. I have talked, just generally speaking, this is going to be coordinated, is being coordinated by FBI in Washington at our headquarters. We have the various offices already actively engaged where some of the planes were hijacked, such as Boston, where it crashed in Somerset, Pennsylvania. We're doing all of that. The lead office and coordinating office will be the New York office, with the primarily because of the Joint Terrorism Task Force that we have here with NYPD, as well as all the other federal agencies. We are gathered. Probably the only thing that I would mention is we are bringing, probably when we get to a point that we can, the immediate search or preliminary search will be for the black boxes from the two planes here. We have NTSB coming in to assist us in that regard. Further, at maybe subsequent briefings, if we are not successful, we will have pictures to show, or the mayor will have pictures to show in an aid to assist us in that effort. That's where we are at the moment.
I'd like to once again commend St. Vincent's Hospital. We were there a little bit earlier after we talked to you. They've taken care of over 300 people so far, and they needed water. The sanitation department has delivered two tankers of water to them so they can carry on their emergency efforts. If there are other hospitals that need help, having delivered over 600 people to hospitals, if they would communicate with us, with OEM and with the police department, or with the sanitation department or the fire department, we can give them the help that they need. We can find the water. We can find the emergency generators. If there are any hospitals that need help, please communicate with us.
If I might, I want to add one piece of information. The mayor's emergency task force and personnel are doing a spectacular job. But this is going to be an ongoing effort of some days or weeks. And we're calling for professionals, nurses, nurses' aides, EMTs, others to sign up to volunteer their service. We don't want them flocking to the city, but as the workforce gets exhausted and worn out, we're going to have rotating replacements. And we've set up a hotline where people, medical professionals, nurses, emergency management services can call 1-800-628-0193 to sign up so that as we need that support, we can call on. We've also set up a hotline for doctors who are willing to help as we rotate through and provide additional backup and support services to the professionals who are acting currently. And that number is 1-518-431-7600. The spirit of New Yorkers is great. The spirit of people to come together in this time of enormous crisis, to deal with that crisis, is what's going to get us through. So if you have those specialized skills, don't try to flock to the city or to the scene. Call these numbers, and we'll, in an orderly and organized way, be able to provide additional support.